morning, Major Healy.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Where's Tony?
Oh, Major Nelson is getting dressed. Would you like some breakfast?
No, I'm too excited to eat.
Oh! Has something happened?
Oh, I'll see. I just got a call from a friend of mine who handles the Miss Universe beauty contest. Uh-huh. And he's going to fix Tony and me up at the date tonight with two of the contestants.
Oh!
How about that?
You want Major Nelson to go out with a beautiful girl tonight?
Yeah, I got to let him know by 6 o'clock.
Oh, but Major Nelson is taking me out to dinner.
Well, no offense, Jeannie, but Major Nelson can go out with you any night. These girls are pretty special.
Am I not special?
Well, let's let Major Nelson decide who's going to take the dinner tonight, huh?
Oh, I do not think so.
Jeannie, is that somebody at the door?
No, Master.
No?
Hey, Tony, if I knew...
For a little walk.
Jeannie, is that a dog?
Go away, Major Healy. Go away. Go on. Are you going to take me out to dinner tonight, Master?
Sure, of course.
We have a date, remember?
Well, I was not sure whether you remembered.
Yeah, I could have sworn I heard a dog barking in here.
Shall I wear this tonight, Master?
Hey, that's lovely.
Oh, I'm glad that it pleases you, Master.
Where's Roger?
Roger?
Yeah, Major Healy.
Major Healy?
Yeah, what's going on around here?
Going on around here?
Yeah, you stop repeating everything I say. I heard Roger's voice, and then I heard a dog bark. Have you done something with Roger?
Oh, where should we go for dinner tonight, Master?
Where's Major Healy?
We can go dancing.
No, answer my question, Jeannie. Where's Major Healy? Come on.
Well, I do not know where Major Healy is, Master.
Yeah, he was here, though, wasn't he?
Yes, Master.
Who barked? Jeannie, you turned Roger into a dog? Why did you do a thing like that? I thought you liked Major Healy.
Oh, yes, Master. I'm very fond of him.
What made you do that?
Well, I will tell you after 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, you're going to tell me right now. I want you to change him back into Roger. Come on.
Oh, but I told you, Master, I do not know where he is.
Jeannie, what's the matter?
Well, he ran out the front door.
Well, he hadn't had a chance to go very far. Honestly, sometimes I can't understand you. Hey, Rod!
Oh, Matter, did you lose somebody?
Oh, yes, I just lost my dog.
Roger?
Yes, have you seen him?
Well, I don't know. What kind of a dog is he?
Oh, he's a...
Major Nelson, you don't know what kind of a dog you've got?
He's new.
Oh, well, did he have a license?
I doubt it. Why?
Because if he didn't, you better get yourself another dog. The truck from the dog pound was just here.
The dog pound?
Oh, yes, they're very strict about dogs roaming around Cocoa Beach.
Well, what'll they do to him?
Don't ask.
I lost my dog. Roger?
Is he in here?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Roger, now come on. Hey, come on. And don't be scared. It's me. Roger? Come on now.
What kind of a dog is he?
Well, he's not any special kind of dog. He's a... Raj! Come on. It's kind of a dog's dog. Raj! Now, come on, stop fooling around.
Look, mister, if you don't know what kind of a dog you got, I can't help you.
Come on, Roger. Look, Roger, I don't blame you for being angry, but I had nothing to do with this. Whichever one of you is Roger, would you speak up? Yeah, I might have known it was you. Sir, I found my dog.
Which one is he?
That one.
Great Dane?
Yeah.
And you couldn't pick him out?
Would you mind just letting him out, please?
Are you sure he's yours?
Absolutely.
Joe, the Great Dane.
Yeah. He's been in the family for years. Cute little fella, huh?
Hey, you're a cute little fella. Hi there. You have to sign it. Oh, and that'll be $5.
Thank you. $5. Right. There you are. And here's your $5, and thanks a million.
Hey, you better get the license.
Jeannie, where are you? Jeannie!
Hey, will you stop that? I'm gonna get you straightened out just as soon as I can find Jeannie. Now, look, pull yourself together, will you? We have to have that input computer report on General Peterson's desk by 6 o'clock. I can't do it myself. I don't have the sufficient data. Don't get mad at me. I don't want to ask you to work last night, but no, you were too busy. You were, and now look at the shape. Just look at the shape you're in. Hey, boy, if it's not one thing with you, it's another. If it's not, good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. That Great Dane is going to help you with your input computer report, Major?
Oh, no, of course not, sir. Rover's just a dog.
You called him Roger?
Yeah, Roger Rover. I named him after Major.
Where is Major Healy?
I have a feeling he's not too far away, sir.
He's at his office. When you see him, tell him that General Peterson is very anxious that that report be on his desk by 6 o'clock.
I've told him. I mean, I'll tell him.
I'll see you at the base. Oh, and by the way, don't bring Rover.
Oh, go ahead, enjoy yourself. I want you to turn this dog right back into Roger, right now.
Oh. I'm afraid I cannot do that, Master.
Why not?
Because this is not Major Healy. You have the wrong dog.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, Master. Major Healy is a teeny weeny French poodle.
Come on, let's go.
Where are we going, Master?
We're going back to the dog pound before it's too late. Come on.
Oh, you go, Master. I have some ironing to do.
Come on. Come back here, Jeannie. Come on, Roger's a friend of yours, and he's in trouble. And if we don't get that that report on General Peterson's desk by 6 o'clock, we're all going to be in trouble. Come on, Jeannie.
Come on, boy. Something the matter?
Yeah. This isn't my dog.
It isn't?
No, it just looks like my dog.
Joe.
Hey, there's my dog. There's Roger.
You couldn't tell that from that.
I'm nearsighted. Hi, Raj. How are you?
Come here, please. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, this is my dog.
No, it ain't. I just bought it for my kid.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to unbuy him because it's my dog.
Does this dog belong to me or don't he?
He does now. Why don't you pick another one? They all look alike to you anyway.
I don't want another one. I want this one. I want Roger. All right, Roger, I'm here. Let's go, Pete. Now, just a minute, please.
You heard what the man said. It's my dog.
Yeah, look, the dog's been in my family for over 10 years.
He looks like a puppy.
Oh, no, no, he's old, old and sick. Oh, boy, is he sick.
I want him.
What my son wants, he gets.
I'll tell you what, I'll pay you. I'll give you $10 for him.
Let's go, kid.
$20?
Nope, money don't interest me.
$50?
You're getting warmer.
There you are. $450.
You sure must be crazy about that dog.
Yeah, believe me, you have no idea. Come on. There we are. Come on, Rods, knock it off. Yeah, everybody's watching.
I want him, Papa.
Well, if you'll excuse me. Thank you, thanks again. Roger and I have a lot to do.
First thing he should do is get his eyes examined.
I'm sorry about this, Roger, but I think it's just as well that nobody knows you're here except me, huh? Listen, I'll have Jeannie turn you back to your normal self just as soon as we get through with this report. Here's the problem. I'm having a little difficulty with the solid fuel ratios. Well, actually, it's the convertible fuel ratios that are giving me the trouble. Now, if they're right, I want you to bark once. Here. Okay? Would you concentrate? Now, how about that? I was afraid of that. All right, how about this one? Look. Hey, look. Oh, good. Good. That narrows it down. The only thing we really have to worry about is Dr. Bellows.
What happened to your Great Dane?
My Great Dane?
Yes. You're computing with him now?
Oh, no, sir. No, I was just thinking out loud. He just wandered in. It's a cute little fellow.
Well, then that's not your dog.
No.
You're quite sure of that, Major Nelson?
Yes, quite.
Oh, good. Then I'll take him.
What for, sir?
Well, General Peterson and I are discussing sending a dog up into space. I think we just found that dog.
Roger, into space. They're sending Roger into orbit.
Oh, is that not what an astronaut is supposed to do?
Not with his tail wagging. Why did you do this to him?
I cannot tell you.
Did he do anything to hurt your feelings?
No, Master.
Well, I'm sure Roger never do anything hurt me.
Oh, of course not, Master.
Then what is it?
Well, I will tell you after 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock is going to be too late. I want to know right now.
May I have a minute to think about it?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Major.
Fine friend of a friend you turned out to be.
I had to do it.
Why? All I was trying to do was get him a date. I mean, what's so terrible about that?
Well, I was afraid that he might think his date was prettier than I am.
Boy, I've heard of insecure genius in my life, but you're ridiculous.
Well, you do not know how much I love Major Nelson.
All right, we'll forget about it.
Do you mean that?
Sure, I mean that. I mean, who needs Miss Universe anyway? What is she, just another girl, right?
Right.
She's probably very, very beautiful and very talented, or she wouldn't win the contest, or wouldn't be in the contest anyway, right?
Right.
And she probably has a marvelous figure, right?
Right.
And you want me to turn down a date with the most beautiful, talented girl in the whole world?
You just said that you did not care and that you would not ever...
Well, forget it.
Please, Major Healy, I will do anything you want.
Forget it!
Master, I cannot do it.
Janie, you can't go around turning astronauts into French poodles.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, yeah, I know you can, but I don't want you to. You want to please me, don't you?
Oh, yes, Master. I would do anything in the world for you.
Then change
that.
You can't let them send him up into orbit. Please, not as a dog, not as a French poodle.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. Now, what do you say, huh? Come on.
May I have another minute to think about it?
Yes.
Well, did you bring any dog biscuits?
I'm truly sorry about this, Major Healy.
Well, then do me a favor, will you? Will you stop blinking your eyes and let me walk out of here on all twos?
I want to. But first, you must promise not to make any more dates for Major Nelson.
Well, Jeannie, I wasn't planning on getting him married. I mean, what are you getting so excited about anyway? I mean, all we're going to do is go out and have a simple little dinner. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, no. Well,
then I thought we'd go somewhere and, maybe go dancing. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Well, then I thought maybe we could, we'd drive down to the beach and,
park underneath the moon and we'd turn on the radio for a little soft music.
And then? Master?
Huh?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
Sorry to have to tell me what?
Your best friend is a poodle.
You mean you're not going to change him back?
Oh, I cannot, Master.
I don't want to lose Roger.
Oh, and I do not want to lose you.
All right, there's only one thing I can do. I'm going to have to go to Dr. Bellows and tell him the truth.
Oh, Master, you cannot do that. You will get into terrible trouble.
My best friend, the poodle's already in terrible trouble.
Well, how do I get him into these things?
How do you get me into these things?
Hello, Roger. Whatever your name is. You have a secret, and we're going to find out what it is.
Yes, we're going to find out what it is.
Come in.
Still here.
You want to see me, Major Nelson?
I want to see the two of you, sir.
The two of us?
Yes, sir. You can't send this dog into orbit, sir.
And why not, may I ask?
Because this is Roger.
I know. Roger Rover.
No, sir. Roger. I mean Roger Healy.
Major, you're trying to do it to me again.
No, I'm not trying to do anything to you, sir. You remember when you heard me trying to tell him about the solid fuel ratios?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only other person in the world who knows that mathematical formula is Major Healy.
Yes.
Well, that's why you can't send this dog into orbit.
But how can that...
Well, I'm going to have to tell you the whole story.
The whole story?
Yes. It started about a year ago.
Don't say another word. I'll be right back. I'm Dr. Alfred Bellows.
Yes, sir.
And you're Major Nelson?
Yes, sir.
And that's Major Healy?
Yes, sir.
I'll be right back.
Don't go away, Major Healy.
Master, do you know what you have done? You will be thrown out of the space program.
Well, I had no choice. I told you I wasn't going to let them put Major Healy into orbit.
Now, listen, you...
General Peterson, Major Roger Healy is a poodle dog. And then he'll say to me, "Come on, Doctor." And then I'll say, "Sir, this time I've got the evidence. The dog is in my office. Major Nelson admits it's Major Healy, and Major Healy is missing. No one has seen him all day." And then he'll look at me and he'll say, "A poodle dog? How do you explain that, Doctor? Who can explain anything in the world of Major Nelson?" You've got to see this for yourself, General. I'm warning you, Doctor. If this is another one of your fantasies... Fantasies don't bark, General. Or do they?
Absolutely my wish, eh?
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I think you've done quite enough already, young lady. Oh, I'm just going to have to tell him the truth and live with it. That's all. What happens will happen.
You are so wonderful. You know, of all the masters I have ever had, you...
Major Nelson.
Oh, yes.
I came to take Major Poodle.
Major Healy, I'm going to see General Peterson. Where's the dog?
The dog? Oh, where's the dog, sir?
He knows who I am. We've been friends a long time.
But you're a poodle.
Well, I've been called a sly dog before, but...
I mean, a poodle.
Where's that dog?
Hmm? Where's the dog?
Oh, the dog. Well, the dog is...
Dog? Yes, the dog. Well, it's... So it's right there.
Oh, the dog. Oh,
the dog. I said the dog.
He's white. Before, it was a gray poodle. Before that was a Great Dane.
I saw them.
The Great Dane, the gray poodle, and now the white poodle. And they're all Major Healy?
Well, yes, not exactly.
Don't say another word. I'm going home to lie down.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
Well, I could not let you get into trouble.
You couldn't let me... You couldn't let me get into trouble? Then why did you do this anyway?
Yeah.
And you, listen, would you tell me why she did this? Do you know how much I have invested in you? $450. Now, come on, pull me in.
Well, you see, there was this telephone call, see? And then we had the... around the... go figure out a Moody Genie.
Genie, you ready? Genie?
Coming, Master.
Yes, that's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Oh, I'm glad, Master.
Yes.
I am looking forward to our date.
Me too. Let's go. Mm. Hello. Is Major Nelson here? No, Major Healy's not here. Who? Miss Universe? Oh, he did? She didn't. She did. Yes, I would be honored to take you out to dinner. Both Major Healy and myself. Yeah, I'll pick you up in about a half an hour. Well, if it's more convenient to meet here, it's fine. I'll call Major Healy. Yes, I'm terribly sorry about the mix-up. Goodbye. Jeannie...
You are not going to take me out to dinner tonight?
I'm not going to take you anywhere. I won't be blackmailed.
Well, I only wanted to go out this one time.
I know exactly what you wanted. Now I know why you did that to Roger. Well, I won't be pushed around that easily. I'm still the master around here, you know.
Yes, Master.
Roger, how long would it take you to get in a dinner jacket and get over here? Here you are.
Thank you. You are sure this is all right with you-know-who?
Absolutely. My house. I'm the master of it.
You're the master.
Is that right, Jeannie?
Yes, Master.
Good. That's right.
Gee, I've never dated an astronaut before.
Oh, neither have I. Hey, does this dress look okay?
Fine.
Here.
Yeah? Good night, Jeannie. Don't wait up for me.
No, Master. Have a good time.
Oh, I will. I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but I feel you really needed a lesson.
Yes, Master.
You're really rough on her, aren't you?
Sometimes you have to be.